Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include the winner of the Solomon Costume Contest, a record at the Javelina 100, and the holiday lottery season begins. We asked you to come up with your best Solomon athlete costumes, and some of you massively delivered. Let's take a look at the submissions. First off, we have Jen Laughlin as Run Rabbit Run Courtney, complete with head injury and that impeccable smile. Next up is Trail Buddha as none other than Crazy Jam Jam. This one is Francois Dehane going uphill, submitted by Christoph Stahl on Instagram. Here's Jeff Snyder as Gary Robbins slamming back some of that sweet, sweet ketchup. This one from Yatika Fields was especially creative, actually dressing up a pair of Brooks shoes as Solomon S. Labs. And finally, our winner, 1LD as Hard Rock 100 Killian. Nice job, and thank you all for participating. Although not a Solomon athlete, we have to give some kudos to these two athletes who also dressed up as their favorite ultra runner, John Kelly, 15th finisher of the Barkley Marathons. Orange beanie, trash bag, and all. Nice work, you two. We also had this great background image from Julian Gapor as Forrest Gump. Ah, pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin patches, and lotteries. We must be heading towards the holiday season. The Hard Rock 100 has already opened up their lottery for 2018, and in just a couple days has amassed over 1,600 applicants for the 145 slots available. Applicants have until November 15th to apply. On a side note, there was a bit of drama as Ultra Signup was apparently charging credit cards the full entry fee as people were signing up, which should only happen if selected in the December lottery. They have since cleared up the charges. The final Western States qualifiers will take place this weekend at Pinhoti in Rio del Lago before the lottery opens this next week. Rio is expecting freezing wet conditions this year, so good luck to all you runners towing the line. Hilly Goat Hillary Allen posted on Instagram this week that she got out on some trails, which is a big step forward in her continued recovery from her summer Tromso Sky Race fall, which landed her in the hospital. We're getting closer to our Ultra Womance of the Year nominations, and this week we see some love between Claire Gallagher and Rory Bozio drumming each other's drums, literally. We'll be opening up voting for the 2017 UWOTI at the end of the month. Feel free to send us your nominations anytime. The Javelina 100 took place this past weekend, which is the second to last race in the 2017 Ultra Trail World Tour, with only Ultra Trail Cape Town remaining. We saw some stiff competition up front with Patrick Reagan running a course record 13:01 in his 100-mile debut, besting Zach Bitter, who still went sub-14, and Brendan Davies, who ran what we think is a 100-mile Australian trail record in 14:04. For the ladies, Nicole Kalogeropoulos was way out front through 100K, but then pulled out of the race with a sciatic lockup. She's planning to bounce back in time for December's Desert Solstice. This paved the way for Larissa Danis to take the lead and go on to win in 16:32, a personal best and fourth all-time on the course. We gotta give a shout out to some of the top costumes at this year's Javelina, including our two winners, Maya Grasse as Jacqueline Kennedy and Rich Morris as the Hungry Beaver. There were loads of others that were downright impressive, such as Fred Flintstone complete with car and this killer clown morph suit, which stayed on all 100 miles. There was even a pumpkin carving contest at this year's race, and this one submitted by the Phoenix Hashers was my personal favorite. We now go to the Ultra Chef Turtle for a special report.
Hi, I'm Turtle Miller and I'm the Ultra Chef. I'm here at the finish line for the Javelina 100, where I discovered something awesome I think you should know about. You know how late at night in an ultra, you go to wear your headlamp and you can't see the trail? Or you decide that maybe you're gonna do one of these. And you put your headlamp on, but really what it's doing is beating up that beautiful new hat you got. What I discovered last night is if instead of wearing it on top of your hat, you simply put your headlamp on under your hat, you got a custom-made hole for your headlamp. Jams, back to you.
You asked for it, and we've delivered. Our Patreon supporters voted on our next Mountain Outpost challenge, and we filmed it on site at the Javelina 100 this past weekend. We hope you enjoy the soon-to-be-released Pumpkin Spice Latte Mile.
I hate you for what you voted for. This is the Pumpkin Spice Latte Mile.
Lost my edge.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a nomination for the 2017 Ultra Womance of the Year, tweet us or dip into our Insta DMs at Mountain Outpost. Have a week.